Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library, and kind of a special treat for me. I'm actually in Cindy's office to do the show today.
Exciting. In person.
That's right. Were you surprised to see me today?
Well, I really was, because I'm helping a customer, and I look up, and there you are.
Yeah, well, I got to show up once in a while, right?
I agree. Right. I like it.
Yep. I enjoy being in a library. Every time I walk into a library, it always kind of brings me back to my childhood. My mom always brought me to the New Ulm Public Library when we lived in New Ulm.
Me too. I mean, that's what I grew up doing. I mean, I remember how excited I was when I got my first library card.
Yeah.
And then when I got a little older, my mom would let me ride my own bike and go to the library.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's always fun to be in the library. So we are going to talk about some of the happenings here at the Appleton Public Library. We got a lot of things going on.
Yes, we do have a few items up for January. Of course, number one is our adult winter reading program is going on. And so in the summer, we celebrate children by having all sorts of children's events. And in the winter, we invite adults to participate in our adult winter reading program.
Okay.
All you do is check out books, read books, and you earn prizes while doing it. We have weekly giveaways that you register for when you turn in books that you're reading. And then, of course, there's a whole schedule of you read many books, and then there's a prize for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just did the prize drawing today. So far, we've had two because we've been doing it for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And so the first week, we gave away a Can Cozy, and that went to Denise Sherman, and today the lucky winner received a calendar.
Oh, wow.
And that is Lori Christensen. So exciting things. You know, I'm not saying I'm giving away a trip to Hawaii or anything, but
well, if you were, I would be start reading books.
I know. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe that's what we're building up to.
There we go.
And so that's something fun. And then coming up this Saturday, we are having a family movie matinee, and we are showing the Emoji Movie. And so that will be Saturday, January 20th. And that will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You'll want to stop on down and enjoy that particular movie. In fact, I think we are serving a soft pretzel snack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kind of a, you know, fun thing.
Yep.
Hopefully the temperatures will be a lot warmer than they are today.
Yep.
But that's something fun that we have coming up. And then on the 23rd, which is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., we have an adult event. It's Chalk Couture, where you design your very own chalkboard. We have a person coming here to teach us how this whole process works. What it is you use templates that are screen printed, and then you can mix and match these templates to create a design. All the supplies and materials are provided. You just have to register for the program. That is free. And right now, give us a call if you're interested. Even though right now we are full because we were allowed to have up to 30 people, believe it or not, and we're full, but we always have cancellations. And so I've had people that have been 10th on the waiting list for something and have gotten in.
Okay.
So if you're interested, give us a call at 320-289-1681 to register.
Yeah, we have it up here on your website, here in your office, and it looks like a fun event.
Yes, it's kind of a makerspace type thing. That's something that libraries have been really actively involved in a variety of things. It could be technology, it could be science, it could be the arts. And so we offer a variety of things like that. In fact, also coming up on the 24th of January, we have Lego Club, which is super exciting. And so Lego Club will be the 24th from 3:30 to 4:30.
And what grades does that involve?
And that is for second through sixth graders. We do ask that people call to register so we have enough materials. And we always have a giveaway every time that we have Lego Club. So that's pretty exciting, too, for the kids. And then, of course, we're rounding up the month with our book club. Coffee, Cookies, and Chat Book Club meets on the 29th of January at 5 p.m. And we are reading Playing for Pizza by John Grisham. Kind of a different book for Grisham. And so we'll have to see how that rolls out.
Okay.
Anyway, and that will be on Monday the 29th at 5 p.m. We do have books weeks available if you're interested in joining us. And we're super pumped and excited about a program we have coming up in February. In fact, Madison Library is also doing this particular program, Build Your Own Book Buddy Adventure Program. It is celebrating 1,000 books before kindergarten at the Appleton Library. And what you get to do is we invite you here to celebrate. We'll have a story time, and then we have 8 dogs that children ages 0 to 7 get to choose from. They get to stuff it. They get to have a naming ceremony. They have it's the whole kind of like a Build-A-Bear experience. And right now I've got a couple of dogs on display. We even have the cutest ever little boxes for these things to go in. We're super excited. Now, this is for children ages 0 to 7. Mm-hmm. And this was funded by the Early Childhood Initiative, Lac La Parle's Early Childhood Initiative. Okay. So they have set kind of some of the guidelines for how old the kids can be. Wonderful things. Look at those cute dogs. On our website to check out which dogs that your children get to choose from, and give us a call at 289-1681 to register. And like I said, Madison Library is going to be doing this as well. Okay. Our event is going to be on the 10th. 10th of February, just like I said, at 10:30 a.m. And I believe Madison's program is going to be on the 24th.
Okay.
So they're both Saturdays, so that people and parents and everyone can of course, attend. And then keep in mind that if you are bringing your children, we are requiring adults to attend the program with the kids. It's nice if you have one adult per child so that you can walk them through. But, you know, if you've got 2 or 3 kids and you can manage that, that's totally up to you. This is a really wonderful opportunity for kids because this Build-A-Bear thing is pretty expensive. And so we're offering this as a celebration for our 1,000 Books for Kindergarten event that we do every single year for absolutely free.
All right.
And so that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And looking at the little puppy you have here in front on your desk, pretty cute in that little doghouse box.
It is. It's just so adorably cute. I put a couple of them together just so I could practice a little bit. I know it's early, but we have to get a lot of things taken care of and in order. And look at the boxes in my office of these dogs.
Lots of them.
Yep, we have a lot of boxes, so we're anticipating a good turnout. So we hope that anyone can call us and participate, because we'd love to have a lot of people.
Right. Yeah, and the kids are going to love this, aren't they?
They are going to go crazy over this. I'm pretty crazy over this, and I don't think I'm ages 0 to 7.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, let's move into what are people reading?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The library system that we belong to, called Pioneerland, sent out a list to all of the libraries to tell us what our top 10 reads were. That means the top 10 items in fiction and nonfiction that people checked out. And so I thought I'd share that with everyone so that you'd know what are the top 10 books. So this week I'm going to talk about the top 10 fiction books, and then the next time that we're together I'll talk about the top 10 nonfiction books. And so the top 10 books are Golden Prey by John Sanford, excuse me, If Not For You, a novel by Debbie McCumber, Camino Island by John Grisham, One Perfect Lie by Lisa Scottolini, 16th Seduction by James Patterson and Maxine Pietro, Escape Clause by John Sanford, so that means a repeat of the same author, A Man Called Ove by Frederick Backman, that has been so popular with book clubs and everything. The Whistler, a novel by John Grisham, so that's also a repeat. He had Camino Island and The Whistler. And then James Patterson also has The Black Book by James Patterson and David Ellis. And then, of course, Lee Child has a book by that is called Night School. And so those are the top 10 checkouts for the entire year. Now, this covers a 32-library region over a 9-county area, and so of which we are all members. And so that is kind of exciting to hear some of these popular books. And it's interesting to see, you know, maybe have you read any of these books?
Yep.
I don't know. I know I've read a few of them that are on here. But yeah, it's kind of interesting to see what people really are reading.
All right. Very interesting. And our next show, we're going to do what?
We are going to do the top 10 nonfiction titles.
All right. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Well, tell our listeners where you're located and when's the Appleton Public Library open, Cindy?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center. And then our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 5:30. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10:30 to 7:30, and Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30. You can always get a hold of us by giving us a call at 320-289-1681. Visit us on the website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com or friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on. Don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter, or if you aren't an email person, just stop on by and pick up a copy so then you can keep track of what we have going on here at our library.
All right. All right, thanks, Cindy, and nice to see you in person here in your office.
Nice to see you too, Paul. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. All right, instead of over the phone.
Yeah.
All right, that's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.